This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. Don't forget, we're on Twitter, as at Captain's America. And you can also find us and hear the radio show, if you can't hear it anywhere else, by going to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's a live link there where you can hear the program broadcasting live right here off the flagship. Now, don't forget that we are going to be talking about all sorts of things, but we're going to start out with our friend Ron Edwards. And, of course, Flip, that's when I did that. Good morning, Ron Edwards. How the heck are you? I hope you're doing good. And here they come. The crew is at it. All right, crew. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. I got a lot of talk about. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before I get to our talking points, I've heard from Lenny with the Trump bus. And hello, Lenny. He's out there on the Save America tour. Trump gets out there, and he's one of the drivers. He says Biden likes to mandate to force people to take the vaccine, a lot of which people have no desire to. Then he goes on to say, but yet he will not mandate all the illegals to be vaccinated before he buses them and flies them all over the country on the taxpayer dollars. Come on, man. That's from Lenny, the Trump bus driver out on the road somewhere.
No, that's true. He's absolutely 1,000% true. Mm-hmm. Our country is to be filled with as many as possible, including with the 400,000 possibly heading to our border. Not possible.
How many? What'd you say?
I read 400,000.
No. It's 100,000. Anybody said any more than that doesn't know what they're talking about. And it stretched out for hundreds of miles, by the way.
Yeah. Well, this is several stories I've read. So anyway.
Yeah, they're exaggerating again, the figures.
It's far too many, whatever the number is.
Yeah.
It's a sad situation that our country has basically turned against us, or our government has. And is allowing all these people in and encouraging them to come from all over the world. I think people have come to this country from about 150 nations already. So, in most cases, the dregs of those nations.
By the way, Christine in Sarasota is saying good morning. She's also saying, I heard the Congress.
Good morning, Christine.
She's saying, I hear the Congress does not need to be vaccinated. What gives them that privilege? Well, they're exempt from the laws they pass while they're in Congress. Hello.
And that is one of the reasons why we, the people, have to stand and say we're not going to take it either. Mm-hmm. You don't need it, neither do we. Yeah.
Now, let's go back to get on track here because we've got so much to talk about. The supply chain disruptions are currently forcing the Biden White House to turn around and ask companies like Walmart, UPS, and FedEx to increase their output. But worse than that, the big slap in the face, he's asked the oil companies to step up their production, do what they can to bring down the prices of gasoline. Well, it's not going to happen. Sorry, Joe. You screwed them, blew them, tattooed them. They are not going to work with you. Don't care. Donald Trump will when he gets back in, and he will. Watch and see what happens.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that 1,000%. I hope the oil companies hold fast and don't produce an extra drop. And by the way, Biden has inhibited their ability to increase.
Of course.
Remember, with all the pipeline situations.
And the oil, the rates that he shut down in the Gulf and on the federal land. Yeah, all that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all three together is just screwed the oil companies, and I pray that they do not increase their production.
Well, he'll just buy more from Russia at a higher price,
and
which keeps the price up, by the way.
And here's a real insult. He has asked the Middle East to increase their production of natural gas.
Yeah.
And we have more natural gas than anybody on the planet.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, now moving along here, because we got to talk about little Dr. Fauci. And little Dr. Fauci is going to get a big slap of raw meat in the face here, because the USA is seeing a major decline in COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, and has been for many months.
Yes, the corona China virus cases have been declining for a long time. And in many cases, when you talk about, you've heard them talk about this variant, am I correct?
That's right.
Well, the variant is not a new strain. What the variant is that people getting sick after they have taken the shot. And they were not reporting those as such, and they were calling that the variant, and people were unaware of that. And they just continue to lie and exaggerate on the situation. And as you said, the cases have been declining for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the general media has not been reporting that either.
So, did you hear what Israel said?
Israel, yes. About
the variant is no longer a problem, and COVID will be not a problem for at least the next 6 months in Israel. They have it under control.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, and that's Israel and all the things they did. So they got it right. Maybe we ought to look around and see. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Roy Edwards, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Saturday, I will be up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey for a Moss Nissan College tailgate party. We're going to have the tailgate pro entertainment guys there with the truck and the barbecue and the big inch, great big screen TV. We're going to be watching the Florida Gator LSU Tiger game there. You can come and get some delicious tailgate food and some drink, and they've got chairs and they got games you can play, like giant Zegna, cornhole, and tiki toss. It's a great way if you bring the kids to have them busy while you're shopping for a new or pre-owned vehicle. By the way, did you know your used vehicles were 24% more than it was before? Well, it is. You might be able to get yourself a hell of a deal that you hadn't planned on. And by the way, they got a whole bunch of vehicles off lease that are there right now with a full warranty. That's not a bad deal either. Now, I'll be there from 11 a.m. until the end of the game. So come on by and enjoy the college games. Have some refreshments with me during the Moss Nissan Tailgate Party presented by Tailgate Pro Entertainment and Moss Nissan 2. Corner of 19 and 54, Newport Richey. Make sure you wear your Gator colors and let them know that Captain Matt Bruce sent you, because that's going to save you some money along the way, too. All right, back to Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir. And by the
good
way,
morning.
I got an Edwards notebook to play, but we're behind the eight ball here, so hang on. All right, caller, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just wanted to make note, this government's treating our borders like a mint with the doors open and no guards. Just anybody can come in, they'll just run in and grab what they can. And the second thing is, these border states, they can't rely on the government. They ought to just treat like there's no government and just do it on their own. Just stop them from coming in and just say it's against the law and just disregard the federal government. Say the hell with them and treat it as defense because what they're doing is illegal anyway. All right, that's it, Captain. Bye.
Okay, all right. Ron, quickly, what do you think?
I agree with him, and I am very disappointed that Greg Abbott, the big talker, who said that they were going to do just that, has done nothing. And the steel, $100 million worth of steel that is in there on the border there is just rusting. It's already paid for. They
but he can't.
It.
But he can't
yes,
touch.
He can.
No, he can't. No, he cannot. No, he cannot.
You know why? You know why I can say? No, I'm going to tell you why that they can go ahead and seal that border. Here's the thing.
No, I thought you meant the tools.
Remember when Trump was in office and they were going against the sanctuary cities and Chicago and San Francisco and Washington State said the hell with Trump and they did what they wanted anyway? They set that precedent. And so Texas could say, well, we're going to do what the hell we want anyway and seal that border if they really wanted to.
Well, they can't touch the fence because it's federal property. That's the problem right there. Bingo. They can't touch
the supply. It's already paid for.
Doesn't matter. They can't touch it. It's federal property.
Well, guess what? Well, guess what? They can get more. They can get more.
That's right. They can, but they can't touch that particular stuff unless the government will send it to them, and I don't think they will. Okay, hang on. We're going to get Mary on the line. She's been holding for a while. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say with the mainstream media, you can't get any news from them or sometimes the radio either, so you're forced to go into the Internet, which has been great.
Some of it.
Mm-hmm. How come members of Congress, 100 of them, got ivermectin? After you heard the bad rap for ivermectin, 100 of Congress members got ivermectin, and all the healthcare workers were taking that too, because I'm one of them. So if you tell other people this kind of stuff, and if you keep working on them to tell them everything that you talk about every night, I think eventually some of them are beginning to awaken.
I agree with you. Thank you. And I agree with her on that one. But then again, here we go. What did I just say about the members of Congress? They're exempt in D.C. from the laws that they pass.
And that also shows you about it's about control. It's about mm-hmm. control of the American people. And as long as we sit and allow them to get away with this, remember, this is government of the people, by the people, and for the people. They are our servants. And we have to do what we have to do, whatever that is, to remind them and to flip this coin back around in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to be able to take ivermectin and then to tell, have the doctors in agreement all over this country, refusing that to patients, and in many cases, people are dying in hospitals because they don't get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or whatever. And it's horrible, Captain. And this is a common practice.
Well, a friend of mine was in the hospital, had COVID, and they were given ivermectin. That's what saved their life.
Good. But that's not the common practice.
I know.
Around the
All right. Well, hold that thought. We have two more callers lined up here, so let's try to get everybody in here. Okay. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, more. Definitely.
What's your question for Roy?
Well, I just had a thought for Putin. Who was that? Putin to shove it right up Joe's where the sun doesn't shine. If he agrees to sell us gas, sell us oil, natural gas or oil, you know, say he just has a caveat to it saying, I'm going to sell it to you to the previous price of your administration as to President Trump's administration, what we were getting natural gas and oil for that price, just to shove it right up his backside, let him know that he doesn't agree with.
All right.
With the yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, Ron, I'm going to tell you something. I've had this discussion with my contributors this morning, and I'll have it with you for just a second before I go back to the phone. Do you think the oil companies are going to work with this president for any reason whatsoever when he says, oh, can't you please help me? Can't you produce more? Okay. No, hell no. They're not going to lift a finger to help him. He single-handedly and the green machine there, AOC and that bunch, they're trying to put these people out of business.
They shouldn't, but you know, in some cases, let's not forget, there's a lot of leftists that are the head of these corporations, including some of the oil concerns as well. So, it's, in my opinion, a 50-50 chance. Some will, some won't, and I pray that none do. But you never know because, I said, the political leanings.
All right, I'm going to try to get no more than 60 seconds out of this person so we can go back to what we're doing. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And you got 60 seconds.
Hey, what's shaking, sir? It's Eric in Tennessee. Great show
okay.
This morning. Hey, good morning, sir. Ron.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick, you guys were talking about the illegal immigrants coming across. There's people complaining that, well, American citizens have to get vaccinated, but they don't, you know, Here's the situation. Why should the immigration issue is its own issue, separate and distinct from these unconstitutional mandates that are going on for everyone else? If people play the part of us versus them on the illegal immigration standpoint, then everybody's going to still have to be mandated these vaccines. So I think it's a red herring argument, in my opinion, to go after the separation there. Well, if they're not doing it, then no one should be getting it. That's my opinion. I wish that more people would stand up, and particularly Mary's call regarding the ivermectin with people in Congress. That is a true fact. People can look that up. Anyway, thanks for my
thank
call,
you.
Sir. And
thank
let's
you,
go,
Eric.
Brandon.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, let's go, Brandon. Love it. By the way, Ron, I know the reason why they need to get vaccinated. You do too, probably, right?
Well, who needs to be vaccinated?
The people coming up from the immigrants coming over the border. You've got measles, you've got mumps, you've got diphtheria, you've got with tuberculosis, you've got all that stuff popping up in these people. Darn right they need to get vaccinated or get shots of some sort.
Here's the thing, Captain. In my opinion, they're behind should not be that should not even be the discussion. The discussion is
we shouldn't let them in.
Exactly.
Yep.
They're behind should be rejected.
But unless they get the vaccinations that you have to have if you want to send a kid to school in the United States, let's say, guess what? They don't come in.
Well, I wouldn't let them in
under any circumstance.
The illegal border crossers would not get in if it were up to me.
Yep.
They would just be sent back home or they could rot there in Mexico.
Well, this leads me to one more thing we can get out there. The mother of all caravans reportedly headed to the U.S. southern border. We talked about it, but we're hearing about 100,000 people that are stretched out over hundreds of miles or maybe more in the system. But that's what they know about right now. We can't let them in. They just can't get here.
Well, they're getting here, though, and they're being allowed in. And with thousands of illegals heading to our southern border, the United States is now in more danger that the Department of Homeland Security has issued their new guideline welcoming any illegals unless they are considered a threat. And that can be determined any way you want.
Yep.
This reckless new policy is only encouraging more to come. And they've already been coming in droves from 150 countries.
All right. Hold the thought. Here comes the music. By the way, folks, leaked documents have shown that 70,000 illegals were released into the USA, and we don't even know where they're at. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joe Biden. Okay, I'll talk to you on Tuesday, but we'll have your Avers Notebook on the weekend, so you have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Ron Edwards, everybody. Ron Edwards. And I'll be back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. I got some questions to ask him about these airplanes. Got some trouble with the aircraft industry, it looks like. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles City Council member Democrat Mark Ridley Thomas and a former dean of the University of Southern California School of Social Work were indicted Wednesday on federal corruption charges over an alleged bribery scheme. The DOJ complaint says the politician is accused of supporting county contracts and lucrative contract amendments in exchange for his son Sebastian receiving substantial benefits in his previous role as an L.A. County Supervisor. The Democrat is the third L.A. City Council member to face federal charges in 2 years. Some 10,000 unionized Deere and Company workers were on strike early Thursday after rejecting a contract proposal from the agriculture equipment manufacturer. The John Deere workers and negotiators for the UAW reached a deal on a proposal earlier this month. Only 90% of the union members voted against the agreement. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Forked in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am Captain Matt Bruce, and we have to play us a little Edwards Notebook here from Ron Edwards because we didn't have time to slip it in the last time, but here it comes.
Ever since I was a little boy growing up in Cleveland, I assumed our republic would always be on the forefront in the cause of liberty. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Today, the United States of America is literally at the moral and political crossroads. In the coming weeks, they will reveal whether or not our great republic returns to our Constitution and Bill of Rights roots or remains adrift on the current depressing, draconian path of terrible cradle-to-grave tyranny. My fellow Americans, if the United States is to once again be that sweet land of liberty, it will be up to you and me to get the job done. Please understand that the federal government no longer even pretends to have a desire to protect our republic, our inalienable rights, or our borders. The federal government is literally a national security threat, allowing illegal border crossers from 150 nations and terrorist organizations. Time to save our nation is now, and with providential guidance, we shall. Are you with me? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go. That's the Ron Edwards Edwards Notebook, and brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. By the way, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that you want in your cup. Check it out by going to the website, TheRonEdwards.com, TheRonEdwards.com, and use the promo RE20, the RE promo code. You'll save 20% on your purchase there. Okay, time for Bo Browning and the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the thing that I always tell you is to give them a call at 800-659-2080, and if you ask to speak to Bo, you might get him, right, Bo?
Yes, absolutely.
And if they do, what they need to do is these people that want to become aviation maintenance techs, they need to really get there, and they need to see, talk to a student or two, talk to an instructor, and then, of course, find out about the financial thing. If you're a veteran and you're a post-9/11, more than likely you're going to be covered because you haven't used your educational benefits, which if you have, then you're going to get a percentage, and you need to find out about all that, and your people can help them. They can walk them through the process, and they can even help them with the application, right?
Sure, absolutely. National Aviation Academy, you know, like I've always said, one of the best ways to make sure the institution is the right place for you is come in and visit it firsthand. You know, you have to see, you have to hear, you have to be able to observe what's actually going on there to make sure it is that what you want to be involved with and that the institution is the right fit for you and you are the right fit for the institution. And, you know, we do have full-blown financial aid department that can assist with any of your questions. You know, if you have questions about the FAFSA, if you have questions about your GI Bill benefits, you know, first and foremost, you can go and fill the FAFSA out online. You know, it's a free application. And second of all, for the veterans out there, go to the benefits website, you know, to the VA website, and check and see what your benefits are. You can get your certificates of eligibility and all that stuff printed off. It'll tell you right there. It'll tell you how many months of eligibility you have left, different things. You know, so stay on top of your benefits is extremely important.
All right. And, of course, again, the website, if you want to go check them out, National Aviation, is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And let's not forget one other thing here, and that, of course, is the fact that you can call them at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Right, Bo?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know, give us a call. We're always here. You know, we're always willing to help. And the aviation maintenance business, you know, is booming right now. Obviously, there's a lot of things going on in the world. Air travel is up. People are flying. And when airplanes are flying, somebody has to maintain them. And that's where National Aviation comes in, and along with the other aviation maintenance technician schools in the country. You know, we're all here to support that industry and all aspects of that industry. So give us a call. See if aviation is something you're interested in.
Okay, now, Mr. Aviation Guy, why did we have 2,500 canceled Southwest flights over the weekend?
According to the news and a lot of the press conferences, it was weathers. It was IT.
Well, there was weather, but the weather was developing, and it wasn't really all that bad at the moment that I know of, because I watched the weather. But I think they had this little thing called a vaccine mandate. Is that what it is?
From what I understand, there was a press conference Sunday, Monday, and all of a sudden everything got back to normal pretty quick for Southwest. So that may have played a little bit into it. I don't know. But, you know, I do know this, you know, for all those people out there that are traveling, they get stranded in the airport. It's a horrible situation. Sorry that happened to any of you. You know, the aviation industry, like every other industry, has some hiccups going on with it. And I think we all need to just pay attention to what's going on here in America and make sure we make the best decisions possible.
Do you know what I saw happen here Monday and Tuesday? I drive right by the rental lots where the cars are, where they have the cars. They were empty.
Empty.
People rented cars, and they drove to wherever they had to get back to.
Well, you know, when Southwest cancels, you know, a few hundred flights a day, it's major impact all the way across the United States. They are a major air carrier. They get a lot of business. Hopefully they got their situation worked out. Hopefully all their employees, their pilots, their mechanics, their flight attendants are back at work and supporting the industry. And they're being supported also, hopefully. So, you know, I hope everything works out for everybody in that aspect.
Well, we know that a federal judge stepped in on the United Airlines pilots and said that an injunction against the vaccine mandate, so they had to stop doing what they were doing. And I don't know where United's out of. Are they out of Denver, maybe?
I can't remember offhand
right
now.
Okay, somewhere out west, though, right?
Where is that?
Okay. American Airlines and Southwest are both out of Dallas. And, of course, the governor there, Abbott, just said that by executive order, that there will be no other COVID-19 mandate, vaccine mandates that will supersede his order. Well, apparently they're going to have a legal challenge there because the airlines, those two airlines, are going to abide by the government's, quote, mandate, which is not a mandate.
It's not a mandate.
He did was just say, we want you to do this, that, and the other, but he didn't mandate anything because he can't.
The administration keeps talking about this mandate that does not exist. Corporations are falling in line here with the statement the administration's putting out. And the bottom line is, I believe 10 times over the history of the OSHA, this has tried to be done. And 6 of those times it went to court, and only one time it's ever been upheld, some sort of mandate for employees been upheld by a federal court. OSHA can't stand behind this. You know, the administration knows it can't happen, and hopefully everybody just next year makes the right decision.
Okay, I think I know the answer to this, but I'm just going to read you some numbers here. Crude oil and the price of gasoline. I don't have jet fuel, but I've got gasoline close enough, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
West Texas crude, $80.44 a barrel, highest it's been in years.
Sure.
Brent crude, $83.18, highest it's been in years.
Mm-hmm.
Futures on oil, key number here, $92 a barrel. Iran wants to see that go to 100, and that's what's going on here. They're playing that game.
Sure.
Now, when we go to gasoline, I hope everybody is feeling really good today because the wholesale price of gasoline is up again to $2.41 a gallon without the taxes. That's out the door at the refinery, and then you got all these state and local taxes in there. And I got an idea about that, too. I'll run by in a minute. And then the price of diesel for the trucks, $2.52 a gallon.
Yep.
That's back up way higher than it was down. And, of course, they can't eat this stuff, and people aren't driving as much as they were because they don't have the money, to be honest with you, to get out there and do whatever. So my question is to you, what's going to happen to the airline industry and the ticket prices? Are they going to take another spike?
Price tickets are going to go up. They've already gone up. They've already gone up a lot. And, you know, of course, fuel, labor, all of these costs that companies are going to have to eat eventually. Inflation's huge right now. Elections have consequences. So, you know, gas is going up a dollar here in the state of Florida in a year. A dollar.
Yeah.
So, you know,
more than a dollar.
It's tough for everybody.
Yeah, more than a dollar, I might add. Okay, folks, hang on. And caller, you hang on. We'll get to you when we come back. I'm with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. We're talking some airline stuff and some business stuff. We'll talk about more when we come back, so don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Remember, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some money there, too. And you might even get some free donuts, special trip to the back room there. They like to hide the really good stuff in the back room. All right. Back to Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. Hey, Bo.
Hey, good morning.
All right, we have another caller here to ask a question. So here we go. Mary, what's your question for Bo?
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say he has one of the best commercials I've ever heard on radio. Get a job and do a job that other people cannot do or won't do. Second thing is the CEO of Southwest Airlines is a World Economic Forum guy. That tells you a lot about him. But my big question is to you, what is it like for these guys out there working on planes in the heat or the ice, like ice pilots on the Weather Channel? It looks kind of rough. So how hot is it out there when they work on those planes?
Okay. Okay, well, I've been on the tarmac in Arizona when it was 118 degrees, and we didn't care what the hell the temperature was out there, because that was the actual temperature.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the aircraft mechanics are out there. They're going to be working in the heat, and they're going to be working in the cold. So, you know, at night at the airport, during the day at the airport, depending on where you're at, you could be in icing conditions, snow, it could be cold. It could, you know, down here in Florida, hot, humid, because you're getting turnarounds, you're getting, small little A checks, what we refer to them, going on the ramp outside the airport. And then all your heavy maintenance is going on inside a hangar. And, you know, those hangars are not climate controlled. You leave the doors open. And also, so it is a tough job. The elements do play an impact on it. And, you know, everybody's got to watch out for their health. You got to be in somewhat fairly good shape. Wear good shoes, wear the proper clothes, and, just look out for yourself and your fellow mechanics, because it is a manual job. Somebody's got to get it done. And every day, those men and women out there, you know, making sure those aircraft are flying safely and efficiently. Number one priority is get them off the gate safely and on time.
But the thing is, they get paid very well for what they do, right?
Sure. You know, it's like any other job. Depending on where you go, who you work for, your pay is going to vary. But the potential there is very good. The aviation maintenance business has always been good to me. I cannot complain whatsoever. Working on aircraft, learning that skill set changed my future. I grew up here in Tampa, and my parents worked hard. Luckily, I was able to learn a skill that I could carry into the future, and it did. It changed my future. So I'm very similar to a lot of our students over there at National Aviation Academy, who grew up and understood what hard work is all about.
But you one-upped everybody because you were a Marine.
No, I had to get out of Tampa and make sure I learned a proper skill set and I saw what the world was really all about and experienced some other parts of the world. So, Marine Corps is fantastic.
You worked on aircraft in the Marine Corps, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so here's my question. A lot of people ask me this, okay, that don't know, they're civilians. I had a cousin that was at stationed at Cherry Point, North Carolina during the Vietnam War, and he worked on the fighters over there. And then when that squadron went over to Vietnam, he went with them. But fact of the matter is that that's a whole different cat, isn't it?
Sure. When you're working on government-owned aircraft, private-owned aircraft, so public aircraft, private aircraft, the regulations are slightly different. Obviously, safety and efficiency is number one priority for the air crew and the military and the passengers, same as in the civilian world. But you don't have all the regulations, and obviously when you're talking about combat aircraft, you're doing some, repairs to those aircraft to make
plus you got the ammunition, right?
Yeah, different types of missions. Right, we're carrying passengers, we're carrying cargo. We want to make sure it's safe all the time. We're running combat missions. You're flying military aircraft. The mission's the number one priority. Can the mission be accomplished safely? Without that particular system on the airplane? Yeah, if it can, the airplane's going to fly.
And we were in South Carolina, I forget what it was. It was some sort of Navy undersea something or another. Unloading weapons. They were missiles that didn't have all the stuff in them to be able to fire. They were Tomahawks, and they didn't have what they needed to be able to fire. And they dropped one of those puppies on the railroad track. It was right beside us. They pulled it off, and the forklift operator just, boom, dropped it. And he declared some sort of incident or emergency.
Sure.
And my trailer was the one they pulled it off from. And my wife and I were there, and we had to drop our trailer and pull like a mile away so that they could do what they did with whatever they were doing to make sure that thing wouldn't go off. They flew in a helicopter. They brought the weapons officer in there. What a mess that was. And it was unbelievable.
Yeah,
and it was a missile that couldn't have blown up.
And, you know, at the time, the people that were there on the railroad,
they didn't know
the trailers, that they had no idea. You know, they just see this projectile fall out of a crate or whatever onto the railroad tracks.
Oh, they went nuts.
And they really don't know what to do and what's going on. So
yeah, my wife says to me, she goes, are we going to blow up? And I said, not if I can help it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You're a Marine. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller is going, he's going to be court-martialed today up there at Camp Lejeune. You know the UMCG very well, right? There's Jay very mm-hmm. well. Yeah, and, of course, he's being charged with, contempt towards officers, willfully disabling a superior commissioned officer, failure to obey lawful general orders and conduct unbecoming an officer and a gentleman.
And this is the guy that questioned the Afghanistan.
That's
all
correct.
That stuff.
And it was 13 Marines that died, by the way.
Yep. And mm-hmm. you know, here's the bottom line. Marines are told to stand up for what's right. That officer absolutely understood what he was doing when he did it. And hopefully his court-martial, he has a fair and impartial.
Well, he's agreed to plead guilty to some of the charges as long as he gets an honorable discharge and walks away from it, and that's the end of it. And he'll write a book and make millions of dollars probably.
Sure. He did do some of the things they're accusing him of, without a doubt, and he understood what he was doing when he did them. If you watch his videos, he absolutely understood that he was stepping over the line under the UCMJ, and he could be fined for it.
Okay, well, Bo, we've had another enlightening conversation. We had a lot of calls. People got some answers to the questions, and it's always good we can do that. But again, naa.edu is the website. That's naa.edu, the website. Go there, check it out. And if you want to call them direct, you can call them at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Ask for Bo. If he's there, he'll answer the phone, won't you?
Absolutely. And, aviation maintenance, the aviation industry is doing fantastic right now. Hey, explore that opportunity. It's a great opportunity for anyone.
All right. Thanks very much, Bo. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, we're nearing the end of the program here, and I want to tell you that it's been a very enlightening program. Again, very informational. A lot of things that we were talking about, and you'll hear some of this mentioned today in the radio, television. You'll hear some of it mentioned tomorrow. A lot of people get their show prepped by listening to us at night, and imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and that happens a lot lately. But I'll tell you this much. We're happy to be here, happy to have your support. We love you, and keep it up, because we're only going further and further up the ladder, and more things are happening. I can't tell you exactly what's going on, but you'll hear them as we can tell you the moves that are being made in the places where we're being heard now that we weren't. For example, we're in Guam. Nobody would have thought about that. Middle of the Pacific. There we are. And we appreciate everybody there. And by the way, good morning to our listeners in Atlanta. I appreciate all you guys and gals. Lots of comments we had made here earlier. We had 39 comments shot at us one after the other. Atlanta was one of the big areas where we got a bunch of calls, messages, as well as Orlando this morning was very hot, people coming out of there. And, of course, the Tampa, Sarasota market and whatnot. But I will be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be an interesting night. We'll be talking, I'm sure, more about the court-martial of Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. Not sure what's going to happen there. I don't think there'll be any news on that right away. Supposed to make a decision later Friday. We'll see. But remember, our program is all about you. Us, we the people, we are the ones that they work for us. We don't work for them. God bless America. Have a great day, and I'll see you on the radio.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.